Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Buongiorno, Jonathan.
Buongiorno indeed, because we're drinking wine made from a grape called Glera, which never gets mentioned at all, the actual varietal, which is a glaring error. And the wine we're talking about is, of course,
Prosecco.
That's so interesting because Prosecco has become the go-to word for sparkling wine that isn't champagne.
Right. And it used to, we used to call everything champagne until we were corrected.
Mm-hmm. By law.
Right. And the French. So now it seems like Prosecco is the go-to. For a while it was Cava, mm-hmm. but I don't think people were calling it Cava, but now it's Prosecco.
It's really true. And I decided we would try two of them. We had tried some Prosecco cocktails. So since we had some left over, let's get another word on wine out of this.
Hey, why not?
There's method. So our two Proseccos are standard, I would say, high-end Proseccos, meaning they're around $20. You can find Prosecco for as low as $10 or $12. Mm-hmm. Our first Prosecco is La Marca, and this is known for its blue label, a nice distinctive-shaped bottle. It's rather tall, 11% alcohol. This was bright, crisp, clean, and clear, by gosh.
Exactly. Light, really sharp bubbles, a little bit of minerality to it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Textbook.
Yep, I thought so too. Our second wine was the Santa Margherita Valdobbiadene Prosecco. And I thought this had a little bit more heft and a little bit more character to it.
Mm-hmm. The fruit flavored is a little more forward. The bubbles weren't quite as sharp. It was fun to taste them side by side because the flavor profile is so similar, and it's going to be pretty similar. This isn't champagne. This isn't a situation where the cépage might be different, might be more Pinot Noir, more Chardonnay, or that the soil is going to make a great deal of difference, although that could be what accounts for the differences in these two. But really, the style of Prosecco is pretty much the same across mm-hmm. the board.
Yeah, I agree. Buy a decent one and enjoy it. Don't think too much about it. I do think it is interesting how Prosecco has dominated the market in a lot of ways and taken over in terms of our thinking about what a sparkling wine is.
Good marketing.
Yep. High, bright, crisp, clean, and clear. Isn't that what we're always looking for in a good trumpet player and in a decent bottle of Prosecco?
Well, yes.
There you go. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Either of these and a billion others are good.